So the Zapad active phase exercises start today, Minister. At what level of threat do these exercises pose to Latvia?
Well, we do not consider Zapad exercise as direct military threat, and we don't believe that there is going to be any kind of military provocation against the Baltic states or Poland. However, of course, all relevant ministries work in a state of alert. We, of course, analyze the ongoing exercise and we remain vigilant.
You say there's no expected military threat, but do you think there might be attempts at other forms of provocation to just sort of get a reaction from NATO?
Well, we cannot rule out attempts to test NATO defenses or to test even the kind of non-military domain like cyber defense. Well, we have seen already that there have been some kind of what we call information warfare elements, trying to tell how scared Baltics are, trying to intimidate our societies, probably also trying to send a message to NATO allies and to their societies. So we cannot rule out this. We will see, of course, how the exercise is developing. And we will, of course, then analyze the results of our work as well as the Zapad exercise after the exercise will be completed.
And Latvia is sending a couple of observers at the invitation of Belarus.
And Russia.
What sort of role are they going to serve? And do you think there's been speculation about Russian forces remaining in Belarus at the end of the exercise?
When I visited Belarus in July, I got assurances that the government of Belarus has very clear position that they don't want any additional Russian forces to remain in Belarus. And I don't have any reason to doubt this position of Belarusian colleagues. If we speak about observers to Zapad exercise, both in Russia and Belarus, well, of course this is positive. It's better to have at least some instrument of lowering tension. However, of course, for instance, Russia has invited observers only to the final stage of the exercise, which we don't believe is sufficient for us to, let's say, have full understanding that exercise is being conducted in a fully transparent and non-aggressive manner. With Belarus, it's a bit different. According to our information, Belarus is not the main theater of the exercise. However, we hope also that our observers there will be able to have this kind of analysis after the exercise of the exercise itself and about the goals. As normally, we have the system called Vienna document of building of confidence and mutual trust that there will not be any kind of many at least questions left.
Thank you.